Tower 1, also known as the Head Tower, was built on the most prominent and highest spot on the Ridon Cliffs, and is the central defensive tower of the fortress. Many legends and stories are associated with the Head Tower. In one of the legends, it is said that the Byzantine princess Yelena was imprisoned in the highest tower, the Head Tower, where she raised pigeons due to loneliness. She received and sent messages using the pigeons, so the town was named Golubac after them. The Head Tower was the last line of defense for the commander of the fortress in the historical story of the final fall of the Golubac fortress to Ottoman rule in 1458. Dursun Bey, a Turkish historian from the end of the 15th and the beginning of the 16th century, wrote that Mahmud Pasha Angelovic, the Grand Vizier of the Ottoman Empire, prepared a very cunning plan for the siege of the fortress, in addition to other necessary measures. Before the siege, he bribed the soldiers of the fortress with lavish gifts and promised to grant possession if they surrendered the fortress. The city's commander was the only one who could not be bribed. In just one night, the Ottoman army crossed the road that normally takes 2 days to travel and arrived under the walls of Golubac at dawn. All the city crews surrendered except the commander, who shut himself up in the Head Tower. As he was under siege, he lowered the bucket to collect drinking water from the Danube, but every time his chain was broken by the ships, which were in ambush under the rocks. In the end, exhausted by thirst, the commander had to surrender, and the fortress became an Ottoman stronghold.